Vanderbilt keeper and kicker. Sarah Fuller is joining us now, and my guess is you're on mute because that's what we do to people for some reason. Are you good to go, Sarah?
Yes,
right. Honor game.
Oh, that's awesome. So you win an SEC title in soccer, and then you become an SEC football player. That makes sense. I mean, that's a heck of a few days, Sarah.
I mean, it's 2020, so yeah, that's the perfect example of 2020 right there.
Are you good with all of this attention? I know there's been a lot of positive reaction. There's been negative stuff, too. I mean, just us saying that you're coming on the show invokes reaction both ways. How does all of that affect you?
Yeah, you know, the main thing, I've just been trying not to focus on any of the negative or anything like that. The positive has been amazing, and the team has been amazing, and really just focusing on, you know, getting to work this week and going to practice and doing the best we can.
Take us back, because I feel like there's been bits and pieces of the story out there, right? So take us to the beginning and kind of talk us through how it all went down, that this all happened from the get-go. Talk us through it.
Yeah, so last Sunday, we won the SEC tournament, and celebrated and everything. Came back to Nashville early Monday morning, and it was about Monday at 11 a.m. I was packing to go home for Thanksgiving and the rest of my break, and I saw a missed call from my assistant coach, Ken, on the soccer team, and I called him back, and I was like, oh, what's wrong? Like, we're done with the season. What's going on?
Why are you calling me? Yeah.
And he was like, hey, you know, are you busy? What's going on? I was like, no, what's happening? And he's like, the football team needs a kicker. Everybody's out, COVID-related stuff, and they called us to see if you would be interested. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I was out there within the hour, practicing some kicks, and they were happy with it, and I was happy with it. So I tried on my gear and signed some stuff, and I was ready to go.
So was there any hesitation at all? Because it's funny that you talk about an opportunity that is completely new to you, outside of anything you've ever thought of. I told Don and our listeners earlier, that's something I tell my kids all the time. Learn to be comfortable with the uncomfortable, right? And just throw yourself into a situation. Is that kind of what you were thinking there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really adaptable to change. And I think as a student athlete, you have to be, because you don't know what's going to happen at any moment. And the football team needed my help, and I was willing to step in, and they've been fantastic in the transition and everything, and in helping me learn this process. And, you know, I'm just really thankful to have them and all that they've done to help me get in the game this past weekend.
So within the hour, Vanderbilt kicker Sarah Fuller, within the hour of that phone call, you're down at the facility. So what was the tryout process like for you?
Yeah. So I met with the special teams coach, Fitz. And we went out there, and Kenny Amato, he's a coach as well. And we went out
former
there.
Former Titan, yeah.
Yep.
And they're both amazing. So we went out there, and they were like, what can you do? And I like had a holder and all this stuff. And I just kicked it how I would, like a soccer ball. And they're like, okay. Like, I was making I think I missed one out of like 12 at that point. So it's doing pretty good. And then they're like, yeah, all right, we can work with this. So from then on, I had to work on like the speed of everything. Obviously with being a kicker, the kick needs to happen within like 1.3 seconds. That's something I had to learn, as well as like how to properly kick a football, because it is not round, as you guys know. So.
How different is it? Take us through that. How different is it? And what more have you learned? What did you have to change? What was the challenge?
Yeah, I think the main thing was just learning the timing of everything. Something I've been focusing on this week in particular is my walk-off and the angles of how to approach a field goal. But I love it. Like, I love learning new things. It's something that is very similar to taking goal kicks and kicking a soccer ball. So it is a fun transition into kicking a football.
So what's the range? How close does the offense need to get you for us to see this field goal attempt opportunity?
I think I hit a 38 yarder like last week. So we'll see. We're aiming for red zone, obviously. But yeah, that's what range I hit it from. I can kick a soccer ball pretty far too. So
okay, so we just hit you on that. What's your range, right? To dig deep into this, not to bring up the negativity, but for those that sit here and say, you didn't deserve this opportunity, you know, this is a publicity stunt. You were put in this role just to be that first female to play in a Power Five game, you know, all of that. To those people, what would you say?
Honestly, I was asked to come on. This was not something I was like, hey, can I be y'all's kicker? No, I was asked. They needed help. They thought I was the best for the job. I agreed and stepped in to help them out. And then they've been teaching me and they've been walking me through all this. So yeah, I'm not a football player. I am a soccer player. I grew up playing soccer. That is my sport. But I think as an athlete, like, that's something amazing, is like being able to transition and learn new things quickly. And so that's just part of it. And I love Vanderbilt and I love the Vanderbilt football team. I'm close with some of the guys. So of course I'm going to help. I'm going to step in and be there.
Sarah Fuller with us, Vanderbilt kicker. Does that sound weird to you?
I think it's pretty cool.
At Sarah Fuller _27. Tell me about the halftime speech. Did you ask to address the team, and what was your message, and how did your teammates respond to you?
Yeah, I mean, I asked shortly. I was like, hey, is it okay if I talk to them and everything? And honestly, I just wanted to get them pumped up the best I could. And, you know, I think right now we're just focusing on the Georgia game and kind of moving forward from that. So we're just going to transition from that. Yeah.
How have your teammates dealt with you, reacted to you, responded to you, just your general presence on the team?
Yeah, they've been amazing. They really have been. And the support has been incredible from them. And I honestly just want to show up and do well for them and do well for the team, because we are a team at this point. And, you know, we're going to work together to do the best we can for this upcoming game. So we're really excited.
All right, take us back to the moment and that kick to start the second half. And obviously there's the knee jerk, you know, reaction out there that, oh, well, you know, she didn't kick it to the end zone, whatever. Kind of take us through the moment and that kick and really what was asked of you and directed of you to do in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, I was asked to set up hash right, do a squib kick to the numbers, and that's exactly what I did. I'm good with placement and everything, so I went out there and did what I was supposed to do. And it was pretty amazing. Like, in the moment, I wasn't necessarily nervous. I know it's weird, but I trained for a week, so
right, like a week. That's what people don't understand. A week, and there's so many eyes on you. Like, how do you not? I get that you're a Division I athlete. I get it. I played volleyball in college at Auburn. I get that. So, from a pressure standpoint, I know you don't really feel it, but in that moment, that's a monster moment. You didn't feel it at all.
No, so afterwards, after the kick happened and the play was done and everything, I looked up and the announcer said my name and like history had just been made and my face was up on the screen and I was like, all right, yeah, that's pretty freaking cool right there. So, yeah, that was probably the moment that I was like, okay, yeah, this is a pretty big deal and this is an awesome opportunity.
Could you tell in the moment, like, I was watching that and I thought that dude made a really good play on that ball. Like, I mean, it bounced a couple of times and looked like it had a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was like, let's go. Like, but, I'm not going to lie. I kind of blanked out after it. After the kick, I was like, oh, I just did that.
I've got to get to the side. Were you instructed to kick it and go to the sideline?
Yeah, I was. If it happened to get over to me, which there was like very slim, I was a possible slide tackle because I know how to do that. yeah, I mean, just get to the sideline and don't worry about it. Because again, I had a week. Like, if I had more time to train on how to, you know, tackle, block, any of that stuff, I'm all for it. But such a short amount of time, you got to focus on so many things.
there's so much reaction nationally from a standpoint of you know, little girls saying, oh, wow, there's a braid hanging out of that helmet. You know, yeah. There's a female on that sideline. What has been maybe your favorite story that you've heard, or somebody that's reached out, or someone that said, hey, look, a dad that watched with their daughter? What give us the coolest kind of outside moment that you've encountered?
Yeah, I would say, like, it's been really cool that I've had coaches come up to me, like football coaches come up and say, like, I have daughters and everything. Like the Mizzou coach said that to me, actually. He came up and was like, I have four daughters and everything, and this is incredible. Like, they're watching today because of you. And I thought that was amazing. And then also, like the Play Like a Girl that I have on the back of my helmet, I did that because of the nonprofit here in Nashville that's based in Nashville. And just hearing that, like, they got a flood of donations and I was able to help, like, impact them so positively, especially with coronavirus, has been hindering nonprofits so bad this year. So I was able, I'm so thankful I was, like, able to help in any way possible.
That's awesome. Sarah Fuller, Vanderbilt kicker. So what's next? You got CNN coming up, something like that?
Yeah. Anderson Cooper a little bit. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome. Hey,
it's a little
we have
more important than us.
We have to ask you this one, and I know you didn't ask for the SEC Co-Special Teams Player of the Week award, but, and you're shaking, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you deserved that?
You know, I'm going to say no, honestly. I don't think I did. I think it's really cool that I did, and I'm glad that they did a co, SEC Player of the Week, but I just, you know, went out there and kicked, and I did what I had to do and didn't want to make it a big deal. I know it is a big deal, but, regardless, you know, it's cool either way.
Well, hey, have fun, between the hedges down in Georgia. Here's hoping the offense can get to the 20 and get that 38 yarder up there. Appreciate you.